الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نستعينه نستغفره ونؤمن به عز وجل. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له ملك وله حمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد أيها المسلمون، الله سبحانه وتعالى says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون بهم والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيب. We say صدق الله العظيم. And Allah the Mightiest has spoken the truth. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Dear believers, dear family, we begin today's khutbah by in advance wishing all of the mothers a very blessed, a very happy Mother's Day. Alhamdulillah. And the few fathers that had to be mothers too, we say happy Mother's Day to you too. Praise be to Allah. Because you know how that thing works. Sometimes it's going to be appropriate on next month to wish some of the mothers Happy Father's Day, because some of them have been father and mother for their children. So praise be to Allah. We thank Allah, dear family, and I think it's obvious to you in honor of this sacred idea for Muslims. We know that the West is doing this the second Sunday of every May. But for us, this idea of respect, reverence, honor for mothers is a 365. 365 days a year, 24/7 as they say, 24 hours a day, honoring and respecting mothers. So dear family, of course, our topic today is reverence the wombs that bore you. We read from Surah An-Nisa, the first ayah in the Quran, where this phrase comes in. And though we're familiar with this, brothers and sisters, we pray that it is renewed for you, that even though we've heard much of this before, that we hear it in a new way today. When we begin to break down this term, arham, which is the term that's commonly translated wombs, I pray that we can appreciate and see that Allah has done for the human family, hear this, brothers and sisters, I hope we can see that Allah has done for the human creature through the mother what Allah has done for the rest of his creation. What I mean by that is nature, natural. See, there's something in nature, there's something natural that doesn't have to be taught or learned as to how to survive, how to nurture, how to develop. But the human creature need someone to care and watch over them almost 24 hours a day. In some cases, when the child is ill, sometimes sleeping disorders or breathing disorders, you put monitors in there, because if you take your attention off that baby for any length of time, you could lose that baby. So the baby needs that. Now, it happens in the natural creation as well. There's defects in the natural creation. There's a litter or a bunch of eggs or something that's laid in creation, and a snake or something comes along and eats that egg or something. So my point is, brothers and sisters, though, I really don't want you to miss this point, and that is, our mothers are something sacred. Our mothers are something special, whether they're still among us or not. At least what they represent is something very beautiful. Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim, O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord who created you from a single person and created of like nature its mate, and from them two or twain scattered like seeds countless men and women. Reverence the wombs, correction, reverence Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you, for Allah ever watches over you, and surely Allah has spoken the truth. Allah. Again, brothers and sisters, this verse calls to our mind the intention of Allah in creating man and woman. You can call it the first marriage if you want, but the idea is this first sacred special relationship that Allah says he created the first soul and then made of like nature its mate, and it was from them too that I populated the earth. This can be understood on so many levels. We're going to keep it brief. We're going to keep moving. The point is, let's reflect on that. This is the first, and this is what's natural and normal. Allah tells us that the husband and the wife, the man and the woman, has mutual rights, but Allah also says, reverence the wombs that bore you. This term, arham, is from the same root word is Rahman Rahim. Rahima, same root word. And it has so many layers and definitions of meanings. And now I hope you can see why I said Allah is doing through the mother for the human creature what he does for the rest of his creation. Meaning what? In this meaning, arham, you have to love. It means womb. I think that's a given. I hope we got that. Yes, it means womb. But it also means sacred family ties. But it has to do with love, tenderness, mercy, forgiveness. Praise be to Allah. Brothers and sisters, can we see these characteristics in mother? Now again, brothers, I want you to focus on the normal or healthy situation. Some of us come from very poor circumstances, very bad circumstances, with mother and father, or with mother or father. But let's not make the reality your particular circumstance. Actually, an unhealthy relationship with your parents is abnormal. That is not the norm, that's the exception to the rule. And even in that case, in order for you and I to survive, we had to have someone in our lives. Even if we got caught up in the foster care system, or we were orphaned or whatever, we had to have someone in our lives that modeled for us, that gave us what a good father would give us, gave us what a good mother would give us, so that we could survive. Otherwise, we didn't turn out so well. We have issues, we're dysfunctional, we got a lot of things going on. And that's true. I think all of us are dysfunctional on some level, even though, you know, we put up a good front and we don't want that to get out necessarily. But the reality is, something happened perhaps in all of our lives with our parents that we feel slighted or shortchanged, or we're angry about it, or we're still holding on to that, or as the psychological or therapeutic community would say, we're wounded on some level. Praise be to Allah. The good news is we can move past that. We can fix that, inshallah, with the right nurturing environment. But again, to love, to have tenderness, mercy, etc., forgiveness. Allah has given us these characteristics in mother to a lesser degree. The mother is tender. The mother is merciful. The mother is forgiving. The mother shows and demonstrates unconditional love. Again, Rahman, I told you, same root, Rahimah, same root. We already know that Rahman means basically unconditional love. Rahman means that Allah provides, cares, takes care of you, whether you believe in him or not, whether you're good or not. By the mere fact that he created you, that's the way Allah does it. He does not create or produce anything that he does not already have in the mix what it needs to survive. Allahu Akbar. Again, this is not so easy for the human creature, but think about the rest of the creatures. Think about a moth, or think about some creature that goes into a cocoon, or somebody that a spider, or someone that kills some prey and then gets wrapped up in a cocoon, and while they're in the gestation period, they keep eating on that larva, on that thing that is in the cocoon. See, that's what sustains them and nurtures them. Just like when we're in our mother's womb, we feed off of the mother. Whatever she drinks, we drink. Whatever she eats, she eats. She get gas, we get gas too. In the womb, we're connected. Praise be to Allah. Special love, unconditional love, the spirit of sacrifice, the selflessness of a mother. See, brothers and sisters, we take a lot for granted. We take each other for granted. We take our loved ones, our spouses. We take our children sometimes, and children definitely take the parent. We take each other for granted. And brothers and sisters, we're not just talking in the context of a mother. There are no guarantees in life. Some of you might have got to notice, I was reading this morning, that tragedy has struck Malcolm Shabazz's family again. Rahim al-Alayhi. The report is, and it seems to be confirmed, that Malcolm Shabazz's grandson was killed in Mexico a couple days ago. We know how Malcolm X died. We know how Dr. Betty Shabazz died. Tragedy. My point is, we can't take anything for granted. Here today and gone today. You know, they say here today and gone tomorrow. It can be quicker than that. Here today and gone today. So let us cherish and hold sacred these times. Allah says in Surah Al-Luqman, and we have enjoined on mankind to be good to his parents. Yusuf Ali says, in travail upon travail, another way you could say this is exertion upon exertion. The idea is difficulty. With difficulty, behind difficulty, did your mother bear you? And in 2 years should be your waning. So hear this command. Show gratitude to Allah and to thy parents, and to Allah is the final goal. You know, brothers and sisters, we understand that we really can't repay our parents. We definitely can't repay our mothers. But we also understand that in our religion, the mother has a little special recognition. A little bit more special than the father. We're familiar with the popular hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the companion asked him, O Messenger of Allah, after we keep our duty to Allah, who next is deserving of our respect? Who's deserving of our duty? Paraphrasing the hadith. And we already know the Prophet, upon it be peace, said his mother, or your mother. After Allah, your mother. And then he was asked again. He replied again, your mother. A third time he was asked the same question, your mother, and then your father. Praise be to Allah. Now I hope you caught the last part, because sometimes we want to throw dad under the bus. No, dad gets a little love too. Dad deserves some respect too. Praise be to Allah. So Allah continues in Surah Al-Luqman, but if they strive to make thee join in worship with me things of which thou hast no knowledge, obey them not, yet bear them company in this life with justice and consideration, and follow the way of those who turn to me in love. In the end, the return to you all is to me, and I will tell you the truth and meaning of all that you did. We say, Sadaqallahu Azeem, and Allah the Mightiest has spoken the truth. Allah is so wise, sisters and brothers. Allah is so wise. There is a potential in you and I that when we fall out with someone, or we become angry or upset with someone, we take it beyond, we take it to extremes. We let our anger get out of control. Where am I coming from? What do I mean? We know that nothing is more important to us than Allah. Our spouses, as much as we love them, our children, parents, etc., as much as we love them, Allah wants us to always give Him the due, the recognition first. Put Allah first. Allah tells us that here, but He puts a condition on it. In other words, honor your parent, respect your parent, obey your parent. But if they ever introduce to you something that you're not familiar with, or something that is offensive to Allah, or is ascribing partners with Allah, in the instance that they command you or exhort you to that point you stop obeying them. But here is the balance. See, this is what I just said earlier. We fall out with somebody and then we get hostile and disrespectful. Allah said, just don't obey them, but still respect them. Just don't obey them, but still keep kind company with them. Still, there's so many verses that talk about lower the wings of humility to your parent. Talk about care for them in their old age like they did for you in your young age, etc. So that principle never goes away. And I always like to remind Muslims, it doesn't say your Muslim parent. We read a little Arabic, it ain't in there. Muslim, there's no qualifiers on that. And this is the beauty of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated for us when he made sacred family ties. He didn't just limit that to the quote unquote Muslims. So we got to keep this balance and keep that in mind. And as alhamdulillah, a week or so back, my son and I, Munir and his wife Rihanna, had an opportunity to speak to a class of college students at A&M, Texas A&M, San Antonio. And he brought out and reminded the students, he was talking about this idea of respect for parents. And he brought the verse up that reminds us that you're not supposed to even mumble under your breath. The translation says fee, but you know how we do, we roll our eyes, stomp our You know how we go through all that. That's Allah's. Put that in the Quran. You're not even supposed to do that to your parents. And brothers and sisters, at the risk of telling on myself, at my 54 years old, now I have to be careful with my patience, because Allah has still honored me. He's blessed me. My mother is still with me. And sometimes we get into this mindset like they're bothering us, or they're inconveniencing us. Oh, she's quick to tell me, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. But my point is, I have to be careful. Okay, I'm grown now. She's not going to put me over her knee necessarily. So I got to watch my tone. Make sure it's still reverent. Make sure it's still respectful, even though I'm 54 years old. And brothers and sisters, if we would be truthful, even though we complain sometimes, we would also complain if mom stopped giving us that attention. If mom stopped pampering us a little bit and caring for us. We put on a good game. I'm a man, I'm independent. But if mom turned that attention away from us somewhere silent, even if we didn't admit it, we would miss that. We would yearn and long for that, because all of us still have that little child in us, or that we want that nourishment, etc. And again, brothers and sisters, isn't that one of Allah's attributes? It's not listed in His 99. I'm talking about Rabb. Rabb is not listed in the 99, but it is such a beautiful attribute that He nurtures, that He sustains, that He grows, evolves, increases from incompleteness to completeness. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ameen. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord who created you. you from a single person, created of like nature its mate, and from them twain are two scattered like seeds, countless men and women. Reverence Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you, or reverence the sacred family ties, for Allah ever watches over you. Sadaq Allahu Azeem, and Allah the Mightiest has spoken the truth. In concluding this khutbah, dear family, we want to share with you a couple of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I also want to remind you and encourage you to think in layers on these ideas and concepts as mother or womb, etc. See, brothers, since we've talked about it, we've talked about ummah, we've talked about in ummah, we've talked about different things, and yes, we can define it physically, but there's a symbolic component. Allah says in the Quran that the Quran itself is a book of ayat. Do you remember that, brother? The whole Quran is a book of ayat. Ayat translates signs, proofs, evidences, etc. So my point is, Allah has already told us to reflect, to ponder, to think about this. Don't just do the surface reading. Dig deeper and see what you can get out of this. Brothers and sisters, I won't keep you guessing. This community, Masjid Bilal, in association with the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad radiallahu anh, in our history connected back to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Mr. Farad Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with them both, forgive them their sins. That is a womb. That's my point. One of the meanings of mother is source, origin, prototype. Think on that. I want you to think about that. It also means principle. Means principle. So brothers and sisters, we come out of a womb. America as a society is a womb. Inshallah, a little later this afternoon, I'm going to be speaking to a group of professionals, social scientists, professionals. And one of the things that I'm going to tell them, because they're asking me questions or they want to know about how will Muslims react in this situation or will Muslims take advantage of our services, etc., etc. Basically, I cannot give them an answer that one size fits all. Muslims come, though fundamentally we believe the same, the womb we come out of gives us different orientations. Whether I'm an indigenous Muslim, whether I'm a first generation Muslim, third generation Muslim, that determines how I perceive things, how I interpret things. I'm saying the same thing to us. We come from a womb, a unique womb that is produced in us. We have to reverence that womb also. How do we reverence it? By going backwards? By just by going backwards and still trying to be that? No, that's not how you reverence it. That's part of the problem in the world. People are still trying to put forth concepts and ideas whose time has passed. Scripture says you're not going to bear fruit if you're not in season. So how we reverence it is extract from that the universal timeless principles. Learning from that. Having regard for that. You know, some people, if they are born of a mother or someone that maybe the mother's a prostitute or the father's an alcoholic, they'll change their name. They don't even want to be associated with that because they're not in that condition. They less than desirable circumstances produce them. Now they've done better, so they deny their circumstances. Well, maybe that's okay in a context, but in other words, I don't think we should do that. And I'm going to be specific what I'm saying. I am not ashamed of our past. I am not ashamed that we had a type of Islam at a certain time, that we didn't have it quite right at that time, because the other positive characteristics it produced and the potential that was left laying dormant, as I heard the Imam say many times, he believed in Mr. Farrar himself trusted that if we would just hold on to the Quran, eventually we would get it right. So I'm not ashamed of any of that. I'm not going to get caught up in denouncing and denying that. No, I will be critical of those things that were improper. But as the Imam taught us early on, you don't throw the baby out with the wash water. And there are some things that existed in that time that was wonderful, that was very Islamic. There, matter of fact, more Islamic than those that was telling us we were wrong. But then we had our challenges too. And I'm quick to say it was a type of Islam. It was not the full thing. But I'm not ashamed. I'm still going to say the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. What do you mean honorable? Nation of Kuf, what do you mean honorable? He was honorable in what he brought us. He was true to what he brought us. He didn't waver. He didn't stutter. Praise be to Allah, but I digress. I'm just trying to help us understand that as we leave here today, let's reflect on this deeper than what we're sharing. It's not going to be comprehensive. In concluding this khutbah, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, I have committed a serious sin. Can I do any act of penance or repentance? He asked, meaning the messenger asked of him, if he had a mother. He then replied, no, I don't have a mother. He then asked, do you have a maternal aunt? On his replying that, he said, yes. He said, then do kindness to her. Allahu Akbar. I'm struck by the deliberateness of the language. He just said, do you have an aunt? You could put an aunt on the father's side. No. To me, he's highlighting something special about mother. And I might as well give you the phrase you're waiting on anyway. Paradise lies at the feet of the mother. And boy, we could work with that for a while. There's so much with that. Again, what the mother represents and what she does in society and for her child. Jahimah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, I desire to go on a military expedition, and I have come to consult you. He asked if he had a mother, and when he replied, yes, I do, he said, then stay with her, for paradise lies at her feet. Allahu Akbar. Dear family, what this is, see, we know how overzealous some of us can be about martyrdom. Jihad, fi sabilillah. Want to die a martyr. You know how some of us are. That's what he said. And see, actually, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the ink of the scholar is more precious than the blood of a martyr. So my point here is, this young brother wants to go out and hopefully die in the path of Allah to be worthy, to be considered of some consequence. Rasulullah said, do you still have a mother? Well, stay home and take care of her. And he didn't say it this way, but what it means to me is, the blessings that you're seeking out there on the battlefield, you can get by staying home with mama. Again, brothers and sisters, what are we doing today? We're honoring mothers. We're reminding us and wanting us to reflect on the idea of how special she is. Even if she's here or not here. Yes, your mother is still teaching you. Yeah, my mother's been dead 10 years. But every time you reflect on a conversation, every time you reflect on a wisdom, every time you reflect on something that guides you in a situation, though physically she left 10 years ago, She's still alive. She's still teaching you. She's still guiding you. Allahu Akbar. Oh, this is beautiful. Praise be to Allah. So, brothers and sisters, we want to reflect on our mothers and show them kindness and respect. And because all women either have the potential to be mothers or represent the same gender of a mother, let's respect all women. This is Islam. Yes, we are to respect. Well, Allah tells us if you tried your utmost, you can't be kind enough to women. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, the best of you are those that are best of your wives. And I am the best above you because I'm the best to my wives. Allahu Akbar. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Happy Mother's Day, mothers. Speaking of that, we may be a little late in our advertising, so to speak, but we want to continue the tradition of honoring our mothers in the form of a celebration in the park, call it a cookout, call it what you want to call it. I'm not going to call it the P word. All right, but we call it everything else but the P. What P word you talk, all right? Picnic. We're not going to call it that. That's something else. Yeah, we do a Dalim on that. That's something else. But no, what I'm just saying is, alhamdulillah, Brother Salim Islam has been organizing this effort, and I'm pleased to say, mothers, that we're ready, that we've got it organized, and I have sent you all an email informing you where it's going to be, what time you need to show up, and just bring your smiles and your good spirit, because we got everything else. We got it covered. So inshallah, this Sunday at Pletch Park, the address is, I don't know what it is, prefer to go to your email. It's in there. 1 o'clock. Y'all show up at 1 o'clock, and we'll have the burgers, the chicken, whatever. We have it ready. Praise be to Allah. So we look forward to being with you then. We also want to let you know that inshallah, on next Friday, Imam Michael Sahir from Indianapolis, Indiana, will be in town here. And he is the author of the book, The Man Behind the Men. And the man he's talking about is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the men he's talking about is Minister Farrakhan, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, and of course our leader, Imam Wahidatuddin Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with all of them. Praise be to Allah. And what we're going to do, I'm going to send you the flyer. I have it, but I need to put some commentary with it. That's why I haven't sent it out, because I've also extended this to the mass organization, and I'm going to appeal to Austin and others, see if we can get him some support. He's actually going to do a book signing here. Inshallah, he'll be the khatib next Friday. But next Friday evening, the mass organization has agreed to allow us to have their Friday evening. So after Maghrib, we'll do the potluck and all that. He'll present to us, and then he can set up an autograph and all of that. Praise be to Allah. So that's next Friday, the 17th. Praise be to Allah. Brothers and sisters, last but not least, I've also sent you information about the Evening of Enlightenment. I have to let you all know that I'm concerned for whether or not this is going to take off or not, or whether it's going to be realized on the 25th. I got a very disturbing call from Sister Rabiha yesterday, actually asking my advice, should we postpone it, should we cancel it? Because she was saying that as far as the website hits, less than 10 people. And I encouraged her to hang in there, because some of us don't respond to emails, and some of us intend to do something, but we do it at the last minute, or we want to do it at the door. I said, so I'm going to send out another email, which you all already have, basically letting y'all know, y'all need to get in touch with Sister Rabia and let her know of your intentions. I mean, My point is, it's a bridges to healing the family, but my thing is, I would hope that if we're in the position to, we will support whatever good any of our members are doing. That's where I am. I want you to know where your brother is. So I'm all in. Okay, so I'm just letting you know, maybe at the risk of sounding judgmental, I don't understand us not supporting each other. I don't get that. We're a family. And we should support each other in the good that we're doing. So read your email. Please get in touch with Sister Rabia. So, because she's going to make a decision by Wednesday, Thursday of this week. She's also going to contact her contacts. My email done went to Houston, Dallas, Austin. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to follow up, and we're going to see where we're at. We want that to be successful. So I invite you all to act accordingly. Pray be to Allah. So let me think. I think those are the main things that are happening. We got this weekend, we got next weekend, and we got the following weekend. Weekends out. We still have our Tafsir class Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. As far as I know, we're still doing Ta'aleem. The reason why I say it that way, because we are discussing combining the two, meaning not having Saturday, Sunday, just having Sunday. But I haven't heard back from Imam Abdur-Rahim on that. So please stay tuned and plug in and give us your feedback. But also, we're looking for your support. Keep up the sadaqah. You all enjoy your weekend. The Muslim journals are here. And Imam Abdur-Rahim gave me a little sign here. He said, just take one. He said, the Muslim journals are free of charge. Please take one and share it with someone. And he encouraged us to read Imam Muhammad's article with care, especially those that are attending the Tafsir class. So with that, Jumu Mubarak, happy Mother's Day again. Let's have a wonderful weekend. Let's love our families, and let's not take our families for granted. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. على هما صلي على محمد وعلى محمد كما صلى على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما بارك على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم بالعالمين إنك حميد مجيد آمين. As we stand for Salat, good to see you, Sister Carolyn. Good to see Brother Juma. For as y'all don't know, Brother Juma is conducting Salat at two prisons every Friday. The Torres and the Jonah, but every now and then he misses his Himbeer family, and he just got to look, brother, I'll catch y'all next week. Welcome, brother. Pray to be to Allah. Sister Carolyn, you over that tax stuff? Yes. All right, Allahu Akbar. Hakim and Salai.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, Qawamati salah, Qawamati salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah, Astaghfirullah.